Well, we again are kicking off our conference today, and tonight we get to begin hearing from our missionaries as they give a testimony. And I want you to listen very intently as they convey what God has done in their hearts. This is something that I see as a great privilege and honor as these families will be before us this week to present their hearts to us, to show that what God has done, what God has called us to, and how He is working in their lives, and how God wants to work in our lives too. And that's something that we need to take very seriously, and I know the Lord is going to bless when they do that. One of the other things I wanted to mention is the missions booklet. If you don't have one of those, could we get a couple of ushers to get a handful of those? If you haven't received one of these, can you raise your hand real quick and we'll get you one? Anybody not have a missions booklet that you can take notes on? Any that got information on the missionaries? Anybody like that? All right. Kids, what about your passports? Let's do a passport check real quick. Kids, if you have your passport with you, can you hold it up? If you got your passport, all right, Caden's got his. Is that Annabelle? All right. Is that Riley? All right, Logan, Thomas, good job. Now listen, if you ain't got your passports, we're going to have to take you to jail, okay? I'm just kidding. Now you can sometimes if you get, okay, we got several others that have their passports. That is great. And kids, we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. We have some special prizes for those that bring their passports, and the missionaries are going to be signing them, putting their stickers in them from their country, and that's going to be a real joy. So again, please take this. And then, church, I just want to emphasize the importance of keeping this, perhaps at the supper table where you have Bible reading, family devotions, and just go through these. And go through these missionary families, and even if it's just one a day, take this booklet and use it for your prayer time. It'll help you see their faces and help you pray for them by name and even their children's name. I think about the Murdochs and the Midkiffs here with their children. You know, sometimes we forget that, you know, missionary kids struggle too. They go to the field and they're challenged, especially those that may be a little bit older going to a foreign land. And we need to be lifting them up before the Lord. I remember being around, we call them third culture kids. And what one of the struggles with missionary kids is many times is they don't know what culture they fit in. They have the culture that they're there with the folks. And then you have the home that they're from, the culture there, and then you even have another culture that's there among the American community, if you will, that's on the field. And so they're trying to find out exactly where they fit, and sometimes it can be a real struggle. But I say all that to say this. We've put their names in here on purpose, the names of the children, so we can pray for them by name. And so I trust the Lord will help you use this book for His glory, and I know He will. And so I want to introduce the Murdoch family now. Brother Brandon, I'm going to let you introduce your family. But Brother Brandon is and his family are on their way to Germany. And we know that that is has a reputation of being a very, very needy mission field. And I'll be frank with you here. I don't hear or I don't know of many missionaries going to Germany. I know that we support the Wilsons, and I'm thankful, but I don't know of any at this time that are on deputation. Brother Brandon, you may know of a couple families on deputation, and if so, praise the Lord. That's a good thing. But why don't you come, Brandon? Brandon's going to share his testimony, then we'll watch his video. But thank you so much for being here, brother, and thank you for your service. Brother Brandon served in the Air Force for 6 years, and thank you for your service too, brother.
Amen. Amen. And good evening, Crooked Creek Baptist Church. It is a joy to be in God's house this evening. As the pastor introduced, we are the Murdoch family. I don't know if he mentioned, last Sunday I ran into your pastor. We had a meeting in the area, and we went out to eat afterwards at Cracker Barrel there at Banks Crossing, and ran into your pastor there, and was so excited about the meeting this weekend because we met at Cracker Barrel. I knew we would be kindred spirits, and it's been a joy getting to know your pastor today, and many of you. We look forward to getting to know throughout the week. I do have my family with me tonight. They love when I do this. Would you please stand up so everybody gets a look at you? This is my wife of 14 years, Tabitha. Next to her is our youngest daughter, Juliana, who is 9. Mr. Logan is 7. Larice is 12 years old, and our baby Wesley is in the nursery, who is a year and a half. And thank you. You can be seated. It's a joy to serve the Lord alongside them, and we'll probably have a birthday by the time we dismiss for service, so I'll be thrown off for the next conference. I got all their birthdays right and their ages right, but it is a joy. The Bible says that children are a heritage of the Lord, yes. And to see them grow and serve alongside us on deputation and eventually on the field will no doubt be our great joy. But my name is Brandon Murdoch, and I am a missionary to Germany. And the most common question we get asked is, why Germany? And there's needs, no doubt, outside of this church in Athens, Georgia. And I did serve in the United States Air Force, as your pastor mentioned. We are sent out of Mount Zion Baptist Church in Whitesburg, Georgia. And we have partnered with Baptist Missions to Forgotten People, who I heard y'all support. And I thank you for that. Our mission board is a great help to our local church. I grew up and born and raised in the Atlanta area, so I certainly feel like home here. Thank you so much for making us feel welcome. And grew up right just south of Atlanta in Riverdale into a Christian home. And I'm thankful I had a grandmother that drugged me as a child. She drugged me to Sunday school. She drugged me to Sunday morning church. Sunday evening, occasionally I was drugged out to the woodshed. I am thankful for a grandmother that loved me and made sure that I was in church.
Amen.
And as a 14-year-old boy at our home church in Fayetteville, Georgia, I bowed my head in a church service like this and trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hey.
And Him alone for my soul's salvation.
Hey.
It was not of any goodness in this man, because there's none of it except the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hey.
But I'm thankful He saved me that day. That was December the 14th in 1997. I've been saved ever since. Praise God for it.
Hey.
But 1 year after I was saved, my mom saw the need to remove me from public school and place me into Christian school. I'm thankful, number one, because I began to grow and learn about the Lord. Those things instilled in me at a young age. But secondly, I met my wife there. And so if I can be married, young folks, there's hope for you. And as a 15-year-old boy, my wife was 13 years old at the time. The puppy love began, and we were both young and dumb, and not a lot has changed. She's still young, and I'm still dumb. But I am thankful for a wife that loves me and the unlovable, but I'm thankful for that. Well, I wonder if we have any young folks in here that are ready to be finished with school. I know school just started. Thank you. Always the Murdoch family. Absolutely. Okay, thank you for your honesty. But I was one of those young people who was looking forward to getting out of school. I got tired of everybody telling me what to do. I had teachers telling me, I had mom and dad telling me, I had a preacher telling me what to do. And I said, you know what, I'm going to show all them. I got out of high school and I joined the United States Air Force. Young folks taking notes, if you don't like being told what to do, the military is not the place for you. And they told me, I mentioned in Sunday school this morning, they told me when to get up in the morning, how to wear my hair, what clothes to put on, when to eat breakfast. You can imagine all the rules and all the people telling me what to do. But I'm thankful I had a family heritage in the Air Force, and I followed kind of in their footsteps. And this Georgia boy, in basic training, they give you a half a sheet of paper about this size, and it's called a dream sheet. And on that dream sheet, they would like for you to list on there the base you'd like to be stationed at when your training's complete. There's a column for stateside, a column for overseas. And in the stateside column, I said, well, of course, number one, Georgia. I said, number two, Georgia. I said, number three, Florida. That's close to Georgia. And then in this overseas column, I said, not me. I left it blank. I said, I don't want to be anywhere but Georgia. And I hear the laughter because you get where I'm going with this. And a few months later, they came down with a set of orders that said Germany. And I thought, well, Germany starts with a G, but that's not Georgia. And church, I couldn't have been more right. And Germany couldn't have been any farther away from Georgia than what we found. But everyone was so excited when I got orders to Germany except for me. And I remember thinking silly things. Aren't we at war with the Germans? And that we were at war with the Germans about 70 years ago. But now they are one of our closest allies. And they sent me around the world to Germany. And I'm thankful because of churches like this that support worldwide missions. Because of churches like this, they give. And a man from Kentucky left his home to go to right outside of our base, Spangdahlem Air Base, Germany. And he planted a church there for the U.S. military station there. Now, myself and my wife, we were both newly married when we went to Germany, and very quickly we got to living for ourselves instead of living for the Lord. And I say we're a product of that church. One of my coworkers told me about this great church in a little German town, and we attended. We fell in love with the church, fell in love with the Lord all over again. And I say we're a product of the military church because God used that little bit of missions money and that man that surrendered to plant a church in a small German town that you wouldn't even be able to find it on a map. It's so small. But God used that church and that pastor to get a hold of this old boy. And he showed me that the greater need was not for the American military there, but the millions of Germans that are around that base. And when we went to Germany, we fell in love with the people. Some of the most loyal, some of the most friendly, some of the most wonderful people there. Then a country that is just absolutely beautiful. So much to offer. Beautiful castles, beautiful mountains, beautiful forests. Certainly a paradise. It has so much to offer, but what it does not offer are Bible-preaching churches. Churches that preach the truth. If you look at Germany as a whole, they claim to be a Christian nation with about 60% Christian. You split that down the middle with 30% being the Roman Catholic Church and 30% being Lutheranism. And what I found is even the fastest growing religion in Germany currently is Islam. And that's happening around the world. Just within the past few years, Germany has allowed 1.8 million refugees into the country. And they brought with them their religion of Islam. Germany is actually, this was very scary when I found out, Germany is projected to be the first Islamic nation in Western Europe by the year 2040. That's 21 years from now. In my lifetime, right now Islam is about 6% of the religion in Germany. And that grew just leaps and bounds in 3 years. And so the need is certainly great there. We were there, a part of the military. I'll show a video presentation in just a moment that explains a little bit more of how God brought me out of there. I plan to serve the Lord in the military for the rest of my life until I retired. But God had other plans, and he began directing my path out of the military for the purpose to go back to Germany. And what God has laid on our heart to do is really, it's so exciting that y'all support Andrew Wilson, because Andrew Wilson's ministry in Germany is very similar to what God has called us to do. Amen. Where there's a great military church there for the Americans, but Brother Wilson has started a German church out of that military church. They're about an hour and 15, hour and 30 minutes away from where we will be. But Spangdahlem Air Base has a great American church there, but no outreach to the Germans whatsoever there. And so the need is really great. If you would pray for us, when we arrive in Germany, it will be nothing short of a miracle. This Georgia boy has to learn to speak German. And if God could part the Red Sea, he could teach me German. Y'all please pray for that. We learned a little German while we were there. We didn't know God was calling us back to be missionaries, but I speak Bissen a little bit, just a little bit of German. Secondly, if you would pray that the country and the people would remain open to the gospel. Right now, Germany is wide open to missionaries coming there. And just pray that the people's hearts and minds would be open to the gospel. Also, please pray for all the missionaries that are here and the ones that you support, those that are on deputation. And then also pray for your Jerusalem right outside these doors. God may not be calling you around the world to some foreign country, but he can certainly use you right here in Athens, Georgia, in the greater area here. Please pray for that. Let me share three verses with you quickly. If you turn to Romans chapter number 10, these will not be unfamiliar verses. If you've ever been taught a soul-winning course, Romans chapter 10, verse number 13. Will be familiar. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Aren't you glad that verse is in there?
Yes.
Amen. Well, look at verse number 14. It says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And the first part of verse number 15 says, and how shall they preach except they be sent? church, you're doing the right thing. You're setting your sights on what really is God's mission, and that's the Great Commission. You set aside a week. But listen, please, if you're able to be here this week, God can certainly use this conference to reach this world. And I just encourage you to be here. I love what your pastor said this morning, a quote from William Carey. And he said, "If I go down, will you hold the line?" And I ask you, Crooked Creek Baptist Church, if we go down, will you hold the line? And now, ready for show that video. Thank you.
Thank you,
Pastor.
Germany is slightly smaller than the state of Montana and has a population of over 82 million people. Roman Catholicism is the dominant religion, followed by Lutheran and Calvinism. Atheism and Islam are also quickly on the rise. While Germany is known for its medieval castles, beautiful cathedrals, and autobahns, the country is covered by a cloud of spiritual darkness. All of this from the country where the Protestant Reformation began. Today, the greatest need in Germany is the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am Brandon Murdoch, and this is my family. God has called us to be missionaries to Germany. We are sent out of Mount Zion Baptist Church in Whitesburg, Georgia, by our pastor, Dexter Landers. We have also partnered with Baptist Missions to Forgotten People out of Jacksonville, Florida. I served in the United States Air Force for 6 years. My wife and I were stationed in Germany for 5 of those years. During that time, we lived off base in the small town of Speicher. We made friends with many German families and came to love their culture. We also had the opportunity to take part in many of their traditions. While in Germany, the Lord led us to Eifel Baptist Church, an American military church pastored by missionary Herb Curran and currently pastored by missionary Rusty Palalis. Our church met in an old restaurant. On several occasions, nationals would hear singing and come into the church, only to leave without anyone being able to communicate with them. God broke our hearts because of the lack of ability to reach the German people. My wife and I began praying for the Lord's will for our lives in the fall of 2009. After a short deployment, the Lord allowed me to contract a viral infection that resulted in Bell's palsy. Due to the paralysis on the left side of my face, the Air Force made the decision to medically discharge me. God answered our prayers and sent my family back home to Georgia. During a missions conference at our home church, the Lord called me into full-time Christian service. I began Bible college immediately to prepare. In the summer of 2016, I took a survey trip to Germany. I found that there is a lack of churches reaching the German people in their own language. After seeing this great need, I knew the Lord was calling me to plant a church in the area that we previously lived in.
Psalm 78, verses 7 and 8. That they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. And might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God.
Once we arrive in Germany, our goal is to begin language school. We will share the gospel with those we meet, start Bible studies, and offer free English classes. Our goal is to plant German-speaking churches and train nationals to take over leadership.
Hi, I'm Rusty Palalis, pastor of the Eifel Baptist Church near Spangdahlem Air Base in Germany. We're mission-oriented toward the military of the United States. Therefore, we're an English-speaking ministry. But we're a burden for our community. We don't have anyone that ministers to the Germans here. We're within 103 kilometers of any other German ministry. And so we need somebody to help us to reach our local community with the gospel. That's why we were so excited when we heard that the Murdochs, Brandon and Tabitha, were coming to Germany. We invited them to come to our ministry and to come alongside and help us to bring the gospel to the German people. We're excited for that. We need your help. We need you to pray. We need you to give so that the Murdochs can get here as soon as possible. This field is white already under harvest.
Amen. Amen. Wasn't that a blessing? Just to hear the call of God on the Murdoch family. And thank you, brother and sister. The Murdoch family, thank you for surrendering to the call of God. Military missions is dear to my heart as well. And grateful for how God used the military in my life. And I'm so thankful that you're going to be able to partner together with that church that's reaching the U.S. military, but at the same time reach the German community as well. And so we certainly will be looking forward to seeing what God does in our hearts. The first question I want to ask you to be honest before the Lord is, number one, would you pray tonight saying, Lord, would it be Germany that you would send me? And just with a spirit of surrender, say, God, if it's Germany, I'll go. And if the Lord says no and you don't feel any sense of direction and going to Germany as a missionary, then the second thing would be is, Lord, what would you have me to give to help send a missionary to Germany? Because that's what we do. God's not calling us all to Germany, but He is calling some. And those that He is calling to these specific areas that we are not going to, we can give so that they can go. And so thank you, Brother Brandon, for that great testimony.